changing, and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to do it from my own town as a start. And I think in Quebec, there was a movement there many decades ago to reduce pesticides. There was a doctor there in Hudson, Quebec, that saw people, children in particular, getting sick from their exposure to it. And I've heard of doctors saying, children that live near golf courses, or they see a difference in their health. And I know personally from living beside someone that abuses an incredible amount of pesticide on his property. He has no grass in one half of the backyard, and he sprays Roundup all over that area in the backyard, and he's made all of us sick. So I kind of know personally what that can do, and I've been concerned about my daughter's health. And so I see that probably a lot of people are unaware of their exposure to this. Like they're in a park, and I've heard a lot of stories from farmers even saying, how many men have died of cancer and so on and so forth. So these are all stories, but they start to add up to a picture. And when you get the studies that support it, and there are studies done worldwide, especially out of this country, that support the health issues, you start to go, there's a real problem here with the way we're doing things, and they could be done differently, and people are doing them differently. So there's no reason not to make that.